Hello, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life, behind the scenes of a YouTube creator, a landowner, and an author. Sounds grand, doesn't it? And when you put it like that, just an ordinary bloke doing ordinary things, although some people may think they're extraordinary things and a bit weird. But anyway, it is the 18th as I record this. This is going out tomorrow. I thought I'd record it this evening. Because I've got a busy day tomorrow. I'm pleased to say that I'm on the mend, which is rather good. So I don't need to go on about the various modalities and the pain and the all of that. And apart from taking some Puritan, I think it is, antihistamine pills, I think three of them over a couple of days, which really just got rid of the itching. And then the hives over time just sort of slowly receded, which was good. I have to say, Julia was amazing with all the different creams, really got rid of the itching that she'd been researching, herbal stuff. Absolutely brilliant, and tinctures. I cannot thank Julia enough for her support for that. It's been fantastic. But no other pharmaceuticals have gone past my lips, apart from, of course, when I first contacted the doctor and had that two-week period with steroids, but they didn't do anything. They masked the symptoms, and then at the end of it, nothing. And I just think that one has to say to oneself, you know, when you're using natural remedies, it takes much longer than the quick fix that the NHS and the pharmaceutical stuff does, which really only deals with the symptoms, not the cause. But anyway, so that's all good. The other day we went to the land. Can't remember if I mentioned that in a podcast recently, because things have been chugging along here quite nicely. And we had a lovely time looking and checking and making sure everything was fine, which it all was. And then, just as a treat, because we haven't done this for like 6 months or more, we had a pub lunch, which was delightful. We haven't done that for such a long time that we just treated ourselves. You know, it makes all the difference, doesn't it? And I needed to treat Julia because she'd been so kind, giving up so much of her time to look after me. So that's really nice. And I just want to thank all those lovely people who've been giving me lots of support, especially those that were keen for me to continue with my principles of trying not to end up in NHS and, you know, go down that route. It's just nice to be able to try these other things out and give it a whirl. So I'm really thrilled. So thank you for that. Book sales have picked up again, which is rather good. Got another big pile to take down to the post office in the morning, which is lovely. Feedback has been really, really interesting and very rewarding. It's humbling, really, I have to say. But people have been buying the books, and they've come back and they said they thoroughly enjoyed it. People have been reordering for friends and things like that, which is wonderful. So I'm very pleased. Today, what have we been doing today? Well, we just had a sort of quietish day because we've been catching up with various things, emails and books and stuffing envelopes and things like that. Had a little stroll down to the seafront. And this morning, we did something this morning and it's just gone from my... Oh, recorded the pipe video, which went out, of course, and the smoking video. And lovely people who watch that and, you know, share, and they smoke their pipes at the same time. It's a little hobby or a way of life, however you want to talk about it. And, you know, people do it. It's not hurting anybody else. And it's just a bit of fun, isn't it, really? Some people get a bit wound up by it. I don't understand why. I don't really understand why, when people get wound up by anything that I do or any YouTube creator, that people then... They sort of want to ruin things for people, don't they? Instead of just going, oh, well, that's not for me. But anyway, it's all water off a duck's back to me, so I don't really care. So we did that. There was something else we had to do, which we did. I've got a chap coming over tomorrow, and he wanted some raw milk. So we got some raw milk for him, and he was very keen to try that. And tonight we've got an organic free-range chicken, a whole chicken, in the oven, slowly cooking, which is very lovely. And the great thing about that is it does two or three meals for the pair of us. It'll do two or three meals, and it'll make a lovely chicken soup, which is really good. Boil up the bones. And when we went to the farm shop, we also asked if they had some old bones that we could make some bone broth. Now, I have to say, I can't really remember whether I've ever had bone broth in the past. But Julia knows what to do with all of that. And so that, again, is another very good and healthy thing to have. So if you've done that and you've got a recipe, I'd be interested to know what you do. It's all new to me. So that's really exciting. We hope to be getting back to doing some filming. The weather has been fairly mild today, so I hope to get more English couple stuff done. And as my strength improves now, because I haven't been using the muscles for so long, you know, it'll be good to get back on the land. But the one thing I suppose that one can say is that we were kind of going a bit hell for leather, getting up, getting off to the land, trying to do as much as we could, coming back, you know, is to just take things a bit simple. I think, you know, I've been talking about slowing down, and although there's a lot that we want to do, and we do want to get and make an impact this year on the land, part of it really is, of course, observing the land over the year. And it's been really interesting, even in the winter, than those days when we have been able to get up there, is to watch where the water lays, what gets waterlogged, what doesn't get waterlogged, where mainly the rain comes from, which direction, and the wind. It's been fascinating to see how the polytunnel, the little polytunnel that we put up, has actually borne very well out of all the sort of storms and gales that we've had. It's still perfectly erect and looking good. We checked our hedge plants. They're all looking great, which is good. And I'm glad we got them in when we did. There are a few more that we need to get in, but they're OK. We put them in soil and water, and they're, you know, they're still semi-dormant. So we'll finish off with some of those. What else have we got? Well, there's various things happening now, which is really, really interesting. It's nice to have had the time. I've done a little bit of work on my second book, which is I talked about the other day, but not as much as I would like to have done, because sitting for any length of time did make me seize up. Now, that's all on the mend, so that's so much better. And, you know, when we have miserable days, if we can't get up there, then I intend to crack on with that book. And I've got the nice thing again is that I've been able to do a lot of thinking on that, making notes and thinking about where it's going. Of course, Julia and I have been reading quite a bit in this time, reading to one another out loud, which is a lovely thing to do. We both love it, quieting down and sometimes hibernating in the front room or hibernating in the back room, in the kitchen rather. Tomorrow, busy day, got to go and get some more logs because we got through so many logs because that's that cold patch. And because Julia's been here quite a bit of the time, not all the time because she's obviously got her family and what have you, but she has been here, and I don't want her to have to live the way I often do when I'm on my own, because when I'm on my own I can just stay in the kitchen and just keep one fire going. When you've got a partner and you know, you both got things to do. She likes to play her ukulele, do a bit of practice, and I like to do a bit of quiet reading, or I have been doing quite a bit of playing some music and moving, you know, sort of semi-dancing, semi-mime exercises, keeping the body going, keeping those muscles working, and that's been working really well. And so that's been grand. So we have been running out. I just misjudged it this year rather badly. But there you go, that's me. And then, so we're going to get some more logs. I've got to go down to the post office in the morning. Oh, yes, I've got somebody coming tomorrow. Tuesday, there's something going on. Wednesday, we're going off to see something that we might buy or may not, depending on, for the land. We've got to organise some manure and get back onto the compost business. Yeah, it's nice to be feeling more positive here, which is fantastic, certainly for me. What else? Oh, been charging up batteries and things like that so that we're all gung-ho again and everything is all ready, which is nice. The Essie is working beautifully. Julia cooked yesterday a amazing lasagna. Now, I know we've been on a carnivore diet and I know lasagna's got pasta in it, and I know, of course, that's got what do you call it? The word has just escaped me. The this happens a lot when I'm recording now. Maybe it's early Alzheimer's, who knows. Carbohydrates, that was the word I was looking for, so perhaps it's not. The energized water that we've been doing, thanks to this amazing app that structures water and energizes it and gets the hydration into the body, has been just wonderful. So I'm very thankful for having that to assist me as well. And this lasagna was absolutely brilliant. So it was nice to have a change and nice to sort of move away from one diet and you know, just build it up. I think you've got to. We want to grow, obviously, a lot of vegetables and salad stuff. I love a good salad. Salad with a bit of cheese and, you know, homemade bread. And I know bread's carbohydrate, but we just deal with heritage wheat as much as we can. So that's all good. You know, and I think it's moderation, isn't it? I don't think anybody would live completely off a carnivore diet. I mean, people do, of course. But, you know, the food is there to be enjoyed, isn't it, as well? And it's, once you've removed the need, I think, to go on a carnivore diet, some things like watercress, you know, iron plants, as I always think of them, and tomatoes, you know, absolutely amazing. Tomatoes have nicotine in them, which is very important. So I think we'll be growing lots of salady stuff. We've been looking at different techniques and reading the books in this sort of downtime, which has been, again, it's one of those things you're forced into a bit of a corner. So you start to do other things that are related to it, the research and what have you. So that's been rather nice, actually. What else can I tell you has been going on? Lots of washing. I'm looking at my washing hanging from the kitchen ceiling because I have my ropes up above there and the Essie is drying those. So that's free, you know, when we're cooking, it's free. Now, some people might go, well, you'll just get the cooking smells on them. The odour, Eau de Vaubes, is really wood smoke, if anything. And I like it. And, you know, it's not offensive, really. And it's a sort of woody outdoor, if there is a smell, and pipe, you know. And I've really, on the whole, whenever anybody's seen me smoking a pipe or smelt the pipe, they're always saying, oh, that reminds me of Grandpa, that's lovely. Don't get that with cigarette smoke, do you? And of course, you don't take it down with the pipe. You're getting it into the mouth, and then the nicotine is getting into the body, which is important. I know a lot of people find that difficult. That's up to them. You know, we've all got to allow everybody to do what they want to do. I think that's the important thing. So some people feel that they can't let people do what they want to do. They feel they've got to somehow get involved, isn't it? But, you know, it's up to them, really. All right, let's put a couple of logs on. There we go. And that's that. So I've got to cover the chicken with a bit of, I think it's coconut oil, or is it lard? I can't remember what Julia was using, just to sort of baste it up. And yes, we're going to parboil some potatoes and have some roasties. It is a Sunday, after all, as I record this, so you'll be hearing this on Monday morning. So that's all good. And it's nice to feel out of that curve. I'm much more optimistic, which I'm sure people will be thrilled about, and we can get back to life. So it's been an interesting thing. I've been keeping up with my journal, my handwritten journal, where I've also write up my diary, you know, and that's been useful. It's plenty of time to sort of hibernate a bit, to convalesce and get some of those other things. I've been around the house with the mop, cleaning, tidying, doing the washing, you know, all these sort of jobs that you do. So it's all good, really. So very much, I think this year, 2026, it's going to be a fascinating year. I think there's going to be some great revealing going on. There'll be some nasty stuff coming out from the government because they are backed in a corner now. They're really showing their evil intent. Now, I know some people still can't get their head around that. That's fair enough. That's up to them. But there's plenty of people who have been delving deep into these things and you know, finding that there is a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about going on. And I think this year is going to be a fascinating year. It may be difficult for a while, but I think that we are coming again, a bit like this debilitating thing with me and my muscles. I think we will be coming out of the fire and things will start to get a bit better. Now, of course, you know, I'm not predicting anything. That's just a feeling I have, and we'll see whether that works out. And of course, you know, it may not. We know that they have got, of course, the them, whoever the them is. You know, some people say there's no such thing as a them. But I dare say that there are things in the pipeline that will be rushed through. And that's the problem they have, is their plan, I think, is they're running out of time, aren't they? Because we're fast approaching 2030. And some of the things they wanted in place are not in place, which is great news for us. And we need to keep pushing back. Which we are all doing. Well, not all of us, but those who are open to ideas. I've had lovely conversations with my children, which is really good. And yeah, it's all looking very nice. So we've been saving up boxes as well, cardboard and sawdust. And one of the plans in the spring or summer, or even, well, probably in the spring and summer, is to make some briquettes so that we have plenty of extra fuel, because why not? You know, we all get these boxes on deliveries and things, don't we? And, you know, as long as you take off any plastic, you don't want that in there. But there's lots of ways to conserve. And well, I'll be starting to have a look at some solar stuff for the land so that we can keep a few things powered up. And all of that. But it'll be nice soon, when my strength is back, to try out this new chainsaw, which we bought before Christmas sometime. And it hasn't been out, well, it's not out in a box or anything, but I haven't had it, given it a proper go yet. That will be good. There's lots of clearance work to be done. And we're going to experiment with an interesting way to grow veg. I won't say much more about that, but it's going to be fascinating. So we're going to experiment with some of that. And of course, some of these other heritage plants that have been almost ignored and shelved or not talked about or even hidden, the benefits of that. And because I've had such great response from using lots of herbal remedies and these sort of things, really want to be able to promote that. And also the CBD oil from our friends at Indoka, who have been really kind and helping me with my issues. And they've been really fantastic. I cannot thank them enough. People have just been very lovely. And of course, lots of well wishes and what have you. It's been really good. And, you know, this is where we can, we all benefit, don't we, when we help one another and we're kind to one another and we care and look out for one another. And I think that's, to a certain degree, has in recent years gone missing from our communities and our towns and our villages, because we've got a bit used to the sort of almost the suing mentality or the aggressive mentality, you know, people driving and they make a mistake, and people just immediately get angry, don't they? Instead of calming down and letting people who've made a mistake or they've dithered in their car because they're a bit uncertain, whatever it is, we need to be a bit more relaxed with one another and give people a chance. There's a lot of people who seem to have a negative outlook, and I can understand that because life has treated people rather badly, and a lot of people are sort of suspicious of things like what they call hopium. And I agree, you should be suspicious about false hopes. But at the same time, it's always worth looking at the glass half full rather than half empty. I think it just, you know, why stress yourself out, really? Anyway, I won't babble on. That's really about it on this one. I shall upload this in the morning and get that out. But I just thought I'd take advantage of doing it now whilst I'm waiting for the chicken to cook. So thank you very much to everybody who's been being very kind, and look after yourselves, and I will talk to you soon. May not be able to do these every day as I have been doing, mainly because we're sort of getting a bit busy again, but where I can, I will. Anyway, take care, and thank you so much for listening.